This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Democrat Janet Buckner is resigning from the Colorado Senate. She just won re-election to a second and final four-year term. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Buckner says the election of Donald Trump made her reevaluate what she wanted to do with her life. She says she wants to spend more time with her children and grandchildren while also lifting up the next generation of women in politics, especially women of color. Incoming Senate President James Coleman describes Buckner as a mentor.
She is somebody, for me, who really grounds me and roots me in my cultural identity, and that I can be unapologetic about who I am as a black man at the Capitol.
A Democratic vacancy committee will select Buckner's replacement. She's the second Democratic senator to resign shortly after winning re-election. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado Springs city leaders are looking to build on programs they say have reduced the local homeless population. This is other Front Range cities are seeing numbers of unhoused increased. The city's new five-year homelessness response plan looks at a broad range of initiatives ranging from increased encampment cleanup to expansion of shelter options. It also advocates adding members to the police department's homeless outreach program. The owners of a funeral home in Penrose accused of improperly storing 190 bodies pled guilty today to corpse abuse. This after a plea deal was reached for Return to Nature owners John and Carrie Halford to spend between 15 and 20 years in prison. The couple began storing the bodies in a decrepit room temperature building in 2019, giving families dry concrete instead of their loved ones' ashes. This is CPR News.